98.7.
G98.7 FM, The Way We Groove. It's Mark and Jem from 6 to 10. And, of course, we are always happy to have guests in, and we have a lot of giveaways and things that are happening in the city. From the Aroni Awards, we have one of the recipients. We're actually happy enough to have Sue Chun here, who is a producer from the site janefinch.com. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I'm actually a fan of the site. I remember a few years ago, there was a video that came out that really opened a lot of people's eyes. How did you get involved with the site, first of all?
Well, I moved into the community, I think, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And through a friend, I met Paul Nguyen, who's the founder of the website. And I decided to volunteer for the website because my goals really resonated with the goals of the website, which is to give residents in the community a voice that can be heard, because mm-hmm. the community is often represented in a negative light in the mainstream media. And so our goal is to break down the stereotypes that are perpetuated in the mainstream.
And what are some of the stereotypes of Jane and Finch? And also my second question would be, going and moving into that area, did you have some worries, or did you have some of those preconceived notions in your head?
I definitely had my own set of, I guess, ideas about the neighborhood from what I heard from the media and mm-hmm. friends around me who haven't really stepped into the neighborhood themselves. And so moving into the neighborhood, I had a lot of worries, I guess, but once I settled in there, it surprisingly, I felt more at home than the community I used to live in, because the community, like Jane and Finch, is so rich with different cultures and everyone's so accepting of each other, which I found was really beautiful.
Have you ever felt tested, though? Even though you feel it's very welcoming, are there certain pockets that do need more attention in order to get past certain different, you know, economic or social dilemmas?
For sure. But I think that's true for every community in Toronto. Mm-hmm. There are, I guess, more financial needs in the community because it is labeled as one of the 13 priority neighborhoods in the city.
Right.
So there's obviously going to be a lot of difficulties because of that. But I think related to gun violence and just violence in general or crime, I think it's an issue for the whole city. It's not just Jane Finch.
And as the 17th annual Aroni Awards Gala goes down on Saturday, May the 25th, at Daniel's Spectrum, tell us how you got involved with the Aroni Awards.
I actually heard through Paul, the founder of the website, that our website was picked as one of the recipients to be recognized in the youth and media category.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard about it, I researched the awards, and I found that I researched the awards, and I found out about the history of the awards. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Aaron Hale, he obviously had a passion to create opportunities for others, and this passion is something that resonates with the website, because our goal is to create opportunities for the youth in our community. And I think celebrating these things is very important. Like a lot of our volunteers have put in a lot of hard work and their time to give back to the community. And it's really great that we're all being recognized.
And for the 7 years, I know the Aroni Awards has definitely taken time out to appreciate the work that many have done in the community. And we want to thank the Aroni Awards. I know me and Jem are going to be down there on Saturday.
Definitely. We do always say that only the negative things come out. And that's why it's important to us as media personalities to come to something like this and support this. So once again, it's this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Mark and I will be doing the red carpet,
mm-hmm.
Followed by the actual Aroni Awards Gala. The venue is Daniel Spectrum, 585 Dundas East. And of course, G98.7 tickets for the Aronis are $60 for the dinner and awards gala. It's a red carpet event. And of course, there's also a sweet soiree after party, if you will.
Okay.
There are $100 VIP tickets. And again, it's not just about that VIP ticket. It's about supporting around the city. You can go to aroniawards.com for more info on tickets. Once again, we want to thank Sue Chun, producer for the website janefinch.com. We want to big up that website. I mean, I know it's seen by millions of people, and I know that you've done done so much great work in changing the idea of what people think Jane and Finch is. But I do have to ask you, will you be taking the bus there? Apparently nobody pays on the Jane Finch buses.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that too. Really? But
because I always pay, I'll say that.
Exactly. Yeah, if you don't, you won't get on the bus.
The next time I go to Jane Finch, I'm going to go, apparently we don't have to pay. I'm just going to walk through. So thank you so much, Stu, for taking
the
time.
Thank you.
We hope to see you on the work. Hope to see you on the red carpet as well.
For sure. Right.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Thanks.
All right, from one Jane and Fincher to another one here on Instagram, Julie Black says, I love Jane and Finch and had the honor to present high achievers from various high schools, including ones from my old high school, C.W. Jeffries, with an award last night. Here is Julie Black, Between Me and You, on G98.7 FM, The Way We Groove.